friends and fess. Good friends and fess. Good friends and fess. Good friends and fess. Good friends and fess.
All right, welcome everybody to episode 12 of Good Friends and Fess.
We're back.
I'm Stephen.
I'm Lee.
I'm Fez.
I'm Leroy.
And I'm Fish. I'm filling in for Tyson.
What the fuck? Who is this guy?
Possibly the best thing that's ever happened to this segment.
What, the introduction segment?
Segment or entire podcast?
Fantastic start to the game.
Yeah. You don't really even fill in for him. You're
taking like, over?
Yeah.
He's never coming back.
Well, he doesn't look like it. We had a bit of falling out. We didn't. No, but yeah, we have parted ways temporarily, at least for Tyson. So we've had to get a replacement, and the best we could find was Fish.
These are dark times.
Yeah, but we have prepared with something to remember Tyson, and for new listeners that may not have got to enjoy his times on this podcast. So
I'm Tyson, and catching up. Someone pissed in the toilet bowl. Rubbed the hotel's toilet brush in there and I licked it after and got $18.
Fill my balls, fill my balls, fill my balls all the way.
I'd love to see some dog road rage, you know, wind out.
That's why I chucked fucking 4 scoops of ice cream with it.
And this is back when I slow that.
I'm just going Oprah because she's black, you know, something different.
Yeah, 2013, let's have a comfortable year.
Facebook.com/goodfriendsinvest, check it out now! Yeah!
Like or die, motherfucker.
www.twitter.com/goodfriends, letter N, Fez.
I'm Tyson, and I'm catching up.
Right.
And that was graphic.
And that was
just, yes. Tear in my eye.
Anyone got something to say to Tyson? It's probably listening. Probably not, actually.
Baby, come back. No. I don't know the rest of the words. No, but, no, you're all right.
You're welcome back.
You're all right.
You're welcome back anytime, Tyson. Especially if it means less fish on this show.
That's true.
Poor guy hasn't even spoken.
This is a poor fucking start for me. The guy I'm replacing you, give a best of. In the first 5 minutes of me being on. How am I supposed to follow that shit?
Matt, you are clearly second best to this guy. If he was still here, you wouldn't be here.
This is garbage.
Yeah. You are here by default almost.
Not making a bloke feel welcome. I feel like I'm Fez.
Yeah. No, Let's not go crazy.
Yeah, you're no Fez. Like you're a big up from that.
It's not good friends and fish, alright?
Alright, let's get kicking.
Alright. General Chit-Chat. Alright, well, guys, found out I got a torn retina in my eye.
Oh, wow.
How the hell is
torn retina? I don't know. But apparently it's not that bad.
Just rubbernecking?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I was at work and for the past 3 weeks, I noticed I had this black smudge everywhere I looked, following my iris.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I'm having a stroke or something.
Excessive sunglass cleaning?
I can't see this. But yeah, I went to the doctor and he's just like, oh, no, it's nothing. It's just a torn retina. And I'm like, what? That sounds pretty serious. He's like, no, we call them a floater in the industry.
Oh, yeah, no, I've had a floater.
You've had a floater?
Yeah.
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 But I just freaked out when he said torn retina.
Yeah, I don't
think... Because torn sounds so much worse.
It does.
Yeah.
I don't think my optometrist told me that. He was just like, it's just a floater, mate. If you told me torn retina, I would have been flipping out.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Just throwing equipment.
They should rename it a floater in relation to eyes. Not the best name for it.
Oh, okay. A floater.
Yeah, well, expand on that point, Fish.
Anything relating to shit, probably not a good term for an ocular injury.
Oh, wow.
But I thought a floater was the gooby bits you get in your bottom of your drink, you know, when there's a bit of spit or a bit of leftover pie just hanging in the bottom of your beer.
Just a ciggy butt in your eye?
Yeah. I've got to stop ashing my face. Get myself in. So that was kind of exciting.
Did you say how you get it or not?
No, I didn't ask. See, I'm terrible. I don't ask.
How to prevent it? Come on,
stop
floaters?
Scratching your eyeball, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, I don't remember being poked in the eye at all.
Does it go away after a while?
Well, that's what he said, hopefully. I don't know. I'm going to see some specialist. So I might be I might only have one eye when I come back next. Who knows?
My floater went away, if that makes you feel better.
Did it? I hope it does, because it's bloody annoying.
Yeah. It is, actually.
It's this little black dot following you everywhere.
Especially when you try to read something. On the computer screen, you're just like up to a word, the little floater just
And it's always 1 second behind as well.
Just covers the word.
Like Microsoft 2005 and the latest computer. It's just always ticking along a little bit too slow. Yeah. That's terrifying.
Thinking about that. I mean, is it those things that you get in your eye, like lints or something like that? Those little dust specks that you around? Isn't that something similar?
Yeah, probably.
Probably. Well, they should call that a floater because it's actually literally floating in your eye. Not a torn bit of ligament in your eye socket hole.
Yeah. I think, it must be just to reduce fear amongst patients.
Probably, yeah. I've got an old school doctor, though.
Yeah, okay.
Your retina's torn! You're going down, kid! Yeah. Yes. So that was thrilling. Torn retina. Anyone else torn anything? You ever torn anything, Fez? Besides your personality?
No.
Have you ever had anything torn, Fez?
No, I've had a torn... I've had a soft tissue tear my meniscus.
What?
Is that in your butt?
No, that's
it. Groin.
Nah, no.
Knee.
Yeah. How'd you do that?
Wrestling.
Yeah. Oh, all your injuries are wrestling related.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got from my biceps a while back.
You ripped your bicep?
Yeah.
That's a brag.
Yeah, no shit. No. I was lifting like 58 kgs. And...
You got so big it actually tore the skin off around it.
I mean, that's the worst case that I've got. That's it. Just kind of show like bruising in the whole arm. That's it.
But wow.
After a while.
Oh, yeah. Did you still lift stuff even though you
just took a break? Do you lift, Leroy?
Do you even lift, Leroy?
What do you bench press, man?
No, I haven't been bench pressing for a while, so I need to go back to the gym at some point.
Yeah, you're looking pretty upset.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say anything.
Looking terrible. I had a terrible story of some dude who tore the that little, they call it the guitar string on your knob. You know the I don't know how to explain it to ladies because they obviously don't have a guitar string, but it kind of connect. But yeah, apparently
just shriveled a little bit up.
It's the male equivalent of giving birth. Basically.
It's what we're getting at here.
Yeah, I shouted when I heard it.
How do you do that?
Well, it was like I think it was in the early days, so everything was quite new to sex, and things were a bit tight. And
she was supposed to be tight, not him.
Well, I don't know. Maybe both teams were tight. I don't know what happened, but he said, "In it went." And ding. Yeah. The G notes was a little bit too high.
We've got a bleeder.
Yeah. Wow. But apparently, the doctor actually did say to him, word for word, "You've broke your guitar string." No technical terms, just you know. Floaters and guitar
just
strings.
Go easy on the strumming for the next guy.
Yeah.
I've never even heard that name for it before, a guitar string.
Well, that's the thing, when I heard this story, I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And he's like, oh, that, you know, that thing that like holds the skin to the dick? I'm like, oh, that's fucked.
That is some messed up shit.
I remember listening to Hamish and Andy and
okay, they're just still on their segment.
Yeah, it's about tearing something as well. So what happened? I'm not sure if it's either Hamish or Andy. This
50-50 there, Leroy.
This huge fart. When actually he said, oh, he's going to let it rip. He let it rip all the way. He actually tore his anals.
What? From a fart?
From a fart.
Yeah, that would count.
That actually happened. That can
still happen. Not as fast as the guitar string, though.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just a bit shocked here about how horrifying that story.
Yeah.
I don't know where to go.
Just turned into embarrassing bodies.
Yeah. All right, well, let's move it on while we still can.
And welcome to Leroy's Loopy News. Given the fact that there are famines all around the world, etc., what do you guys think about having insects in restaurant menus?
Nah.
I'm fine with it.
No, but you're not going to get a hearty meal from an insect.
I'm going to throw it out there. I told a close mate the other day that if we're on an island and he went before me, I would eat him. So, insects on that scale.
Yeah.
I'd have
are
to
you
go
saying
you
eat a human before an insect?
I'd cook him up. No, not before. Not before him. I'm just saying, if I eat human, I can't really rule insects out.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's small time.
Yeah. I think it's fine, man. Like,
fried ants, fried rice, just cook it up there, put some veggies in there.
I'd eat crickets.
You're right, it's not going to be the heartiest meal, but you get enough of them together.
I don't like going out to restaurants and getting little snack size meals, though. I feel ripped off and get angry.
But what if they're, you know, homegrown insects?
Free range?
Clean,
that'd be free range, right? Not cage insects.
Yeah, that's fine. I just want, like if they mash, like, 7,000 moths into a steak, okay. But I've got to get value from it. I just don't think...
So your beef is not with the insects.
Yeah, yeah. It's with the value.
Yeah.
The consistency.
I was going to get my bang for my bug.
Ooh.
Pun alarm.
Yeah, he is a marketing genius.
I quit.
Basically, this guy in US Connecticut has been introducing chicadas in the menu. So you can have chicadas and cookies, chicadas and pizza.
Wait, I get the pizza bit. Cookies.
Well, just bake them in instead of like chocolate chips.
Yeah.
It's like one loop.
Sounds like fucking dog biscuits or something.
Just to give that extra crisp and crunch.
That's what I'm looking for.
Like grasshopper. Cicada, I think some people call
it. M&M's Krispies, no. Put cicadas in it.
But what do you think insects taste like?
Crunchy.
I've never eaten one, personally.
Yeah, I can't.
Will you be salty or sweet?
I'd say it would not be sweet.
It'd be savoury.
I'd say it'd be quite bitter and a little bit crunchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, going back to your original point as well, we're talking about developing nations. I have no issues with them serving that in restaurants.
I mean, I don't want gay insects though. You want cool shit like scorpion or something?
What's the first insect you eat?
First one I'd eat.
Dung beetle. Straight up dung beetle.
I'd say spider.
Spider.
Because they'd have a little bit of flesh to it. Like if you had some big tarantula thing.
Nah, which did you grab?
I reckon
if you're looking for meat bang for buck,
yeah,
you need like some thick white slug.
Yeah. I got a worm. Just get a bunch of worms.
Earthworms?
Think it's spaghetti. Yeah.
Look at
bit of like Napolitana.
Yeah.
Yourself, Fez.
Well, I was thinking that in France, and they eat snails. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they've already gone it. They've already done.
I've eaten snails. So is that an insect out of it? Yeah.
It's more like a mollusk, isn't it?
Yeah, well, if we're on that page, like spiders are arachnids, though. So, I mean, where do you draw the line?
That's it.
I don't think anything creepy crawly acceptable.
Yeah, good friends and family. Actually, now sponsored by National Geographic.
Well, I'll choose bees.
Really?
Wow.
Explain.
Why?
Yeah.
Elaborate.
Because they taste like honey.
Because they probably would taste like honey.
Well, do they? Are you doubting?
No.
You know how much people that ingest bees die, right?
Well, they're obviously going to kill it before.
Euthanasia.
Plus, bees plays a vital role in the environment, basically. Pollinating and stuff. You're just destroying the bees.
But say you do kill a bee, like even if it's dead and you're still eating it, won't you probably still get stinger in your mouth or your throat anyway?
I surely take the sting off.
Yeah.
Well, so there's like a
that would be a shit job.
A sweatshop line of people just sifting through the yeah. with tweezers, pulling out individual stings.
Okay, when
do you write a drum?
Doom, 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 doom. It's not like getting a fishbone. If you cop a bee stinger to the throat. That's a wrap on that night.
And that's why I think that is the worst idea.
Matt
Beast was a horrible idea, Fez.
Right. Just think of the lawsuits you'd have on your hands.
Yeah. Matt Preston would never eat at your restaurant again.
You got some more news for us, Leroy?
Basically, I remember one of my loopy news I talked about, you can print out a human organ.
Yes, I'll say I do.
I can't remember what I had for dinner last night.
Similar case, someone actually printed out a gun.
It works.
Oh, 3D printers.
Yeah. The only thing that's not plastic in there is actually the firing pin, and that's the only thing that you can't print out because it needs to be metal. Thinking about the future, you can possibly in the future print out a car or maybe something at some point.
Print out a girlfriend. No, but yeah, so I've been trying to follow this a little bit. 3D printers, you can't buy them at retail stores yet, okay?
You can.
Therefore,
it's not
expensive. Yeah. How expensive is a 3D printer?
It's getting cheaper, but still shit expensive. I'm actually...
Well, what's cheap?
$12-15
Yeah. Maybe close to the four-digit.
Okay, range. So it's only maybe $10,000.
Oh, wow. I just don't get. So it's almost like a mini manufacturing machine. Not like so you program
You program what you're in the
your thing, and then it just comes out of nothing. But it can only do one function.
I think of it more like a press.
Print.
Yeah, yeah, no, but like, if you're like, you can't design like a fucking...
No, you can. You can make it do anything. If you had one...
A mold of your head or something.
So it's like, wow. Kind of like a laser cutter. You can program what you want into it. Exactly, yeah. So you could just give it, put a picture in and then it can print that out. I think that's the general idea of it.
Well, that's you know how you can... Well, they said, didn't someone print a gun, right?
Yeah.
If they were to fire it, wouldn't that like melt?
Actually fire.
Huh?
Yeah, this guy was shooting
it. Test it. Fire.
Would that like melt? Like the barrel, or?
Doesn't really say anything much about.
Oh, you would make a machine gun out of it.
Yeah,
they confirmed they fired the gun. It's all fashion.
But you'd have to put a separate metal pin in it.
What would you print though? If you had a 3D printer right now, what would you? What would be on your
another 3D printer? And I'll sell it.
Smart.
Ooh. Dang.
Smart.
They cost $10,000, shit, you?
Yeah.
You need. How are you going to print all the internal chips and so on?
Leave that up to the printer.
Yeah. What would happen if I told the printer to make an exact replica of itself? Would it just implode and create a black hole or what?
Probably not.
It only comes out as a plastic product, so you don't get all the circuit boards.
Yeah, but you could do... Imagine... All right, yes. The printer might not work because you need the circuits and stuff for it. But you, if you get like a toy line, then you could just... Like Mattel would be hating these 3D printers. You just get one of those little things. You just got all these black market toys going out there.
Lego, it's true.
Lego had
Lego!
You know how you said they were printing organs? Obviously.
There's a heart that they print out.
And it doesn't work there, right?
No,
well, it's not. That's what it be.
Yeah, that's why they want to print out a heart.
Just pray they can do it?
Yeah. That's what humans do.
Like most science. Do we really need to smash an atom together? Probably not. Yeah.
Let's fucking do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Billions of dollars.
All right.
I guess that's all for Leroy's Loopy News. We'll hand it over to Lee.
Hey, how are we doing, podcast world? Look, if you're wondering why we're all a bit more happy and relaxed and just generally carefree, it's because Lexus isn't here. He's overseas, isn't he?
He is.
He is, yes. Cool. I saw do you know what he did? And we've talked about this on this show and how we hate it. He took a photo of the meal he was eating in Ireland and said, oh, perfect way to kick off Ireland. Okay. And had a stew and a Guinness. Fuck you! Fuck you! And I can say that because you're thousands of k's away and won't karate kick me. But, hope we're having a good time and, you know, roundhouse kicking Irishmen to the face.
Not me, I'm just having a miserable time. Yeah. I am shit jealous that he's over there and I'm stuck here with you freaks.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So he's gone for 2 months. So he's, unlike Tyson, he hasn't deserted us. So
that's true.
You don't have to put up with another second-rate person like Fish on the show. He will be back at some point.
Really making the bloke feel welcome.
But anyway, you got a segment, don't you?
I do.
Just trashing Lexi?
No, not just trashing. I am quite jealous. He's in a country where they can drink and they can have fun and they can relax. And let's face it, Australia is a nanny state, isn't it? We've got far too many laws, far too many regulations, far too many nannies.
Yeah, it's true.
That Super Nanny show is still on TV.
It is lingering.
It is lingering. Time to get rid of it. So this is what I want you guys to talk about, all right? If you could get rid of one law that is in Australian society today, what law would it be and why?
Drink driving.
I was gonna go around the circle, but old Fish wants to bite in first. All right, Fish, drink driving. Why's that? What would you change it to? How would you?
I'd make it so that I couldn't get done drink driving.
Just you.
And that crashing into a bakery loose wasn't illegal.
All right, for the listeners, you're going to expand that.
I may have had an incident a while ago. Couple of beers, a little bit of driving. A bakery was involved.
The bakery was involved. It was standing there.
Long story short, it didn't end well for me. Now there's some money owing, and bad times. Drink driving, wipe that out. Everyone's better off.
So what would it just be like? You can just drink drive, and that's fine.
Yeah, make it good.
Yeah,
just legalize that shit.
Okay, it's a weird one.
Me and my mates have talked about that idea.
A little bit of drink driving's never hurt anyone.
Well, they didn't used to have the rule at some point.
Yeah.
And people...
They just drive around.
Or maybe just police it, like, a lot slacker.
I think that there's a lot more advertising, because we're well for it in Australia than other countries. Because, like, in the UK, it's illegal as well, but they don't have the big issue that we do. So I don't think as many people... A, there's not many people drive over there, I guess. guess. Yeah. But there's also not as many drink drivers. Like, they just, I spoke to somebody about it once. And he's like, yeah, we're just sensible. And
we're just, we can just control ourselves.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Which is a very un-Australian thing to do.
Yeah. Now, we frequently talked about the drink driving. We thought it, like, you should be allowed to drink drive, but you have an immobiliser in your car.
Yeah.
And you blow into it. If you're drunk, your car can only go up to 30 k's an hour.
Yeah.
And it's got a flashing light on it. Very, very slow. Really slow flashing light car. Yeah. So people know to get out the way. That's, and if there is a collision, it's going to be like a dented fender.
You need that, a separate lane as well, like a bus lane, like, yeah, a drink driving lane. So yeah, you're not stuck behind this dude the whole way flashing. Yeah.
But this lane should have like concrete pillars either side. Like, you cannot deviate.
Yes. Yeah, and a Macca's every 50 metres. Yes. Definitely.
The traffic would not go fast.
No. Alright, cool.
Alright, let's do this in a clockwise direction. Fezzy, what have you got? What law do you want to get rid of?
Well, I'm not sure if it's a law, but...
Dating? No, that's not against the law.
Premarital sex?
Have you noticed that, you know, can sizes, they're shrinking them?
Yeah.
Know, like, but, you know, but they're still worth the same amount of money. Is that because of a law? Or
like Coke cans?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. That's a very broad area. And I think that's more up to the companies.
You're talking about consumer affairs. Yeah. You want that tightened. So if anything, you want to add a law.
Yeah, I wanted to make it so, like, if you're going to buy a can of Coke, it should be worth whatever a can of Coke.
Regulation size.
Yeah, regulation size, not make it smaller because of health reasons. But
some of the cheaper places do bigger ones. So your standard Coke cans here are still $3.75, aren't they? Or have they gone down?
Yeah, $3.50. Now we're talking about mils. Like, how many milliliters? Yeah,
750 mils. Just the smaller
cans. Oh, yeah, that's the smaller cans. Yeah, yeah, but the standard cans are still $3.75. So how have they gone down in size? I haven't even noticed that.
I thought they've been less than $3.75.
Yeah. That's $2.50, that's $3.25, $3.75.
Oh, it's a $3.25 as well now. So they're just giving you more variety, Fez.
I don't know, I don't see them.
Right, well, you want all cans to be one size?
Yeah,
that sounds like a dictatorship. So now we're in a liberal society.
The can Nazi over here.
No value for you.
We're trying to get rid of nannies, Fez.
Yeah. Fez just walks, it's like, this is ridiculous. He's
trying to have too many freedoms.
Yeah, too many options.
Too many sizes. All right, so you're adding a law to this. So you're doing the opposite of what I said. But that's okay. We accept that. Because that's why it's called good friends and fans.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I'll say mine.
All right.
Okay. I was thinking about it today. I want to deregulate theft. The amount of times, because I get my morning iced coffee. Yeah. You know, they're $4 and it's such a small amount, and it's either you got to break a big note or you got to fumble around in your car for change. I think
paying 5 cent coins.
Yeah, paying 5 cent coins, and it's such a small. I reckon everyone should have $5 a day
that they can steal.
Yeah. It would just make, because in the scope of things, $4, who cares, all that stuff. I know it'll add up, but think about it. You don't have to rummage around in your pocket for that little bit of change.
Everyone gets one grace period in the morning.
But it's only one item. Like, if you're a bum, you can't be like, oh, I'll get a packet of Tic Tacs for lunch and, like, you know, like, a packet of Chewy.
It's a one purchase
deal. Yeah, that's it. Okay. So, like, if you're buying, like, a cigarette lighter and you don't have the coin, just say, fuck it, that's my one item for today. Yeah.
Well, do you have to show it to the cash register guy?
Like, it's like a subway system. You get a stamp.
Yeah.
You
know,
so, show it for
this. June 21st, bang, you've stole stuff.
Show it for their stock take. It's similar to, you know, if something's sold and damaged, you've still got to take it out of the system, count it off so you can work out all your gear.
It's true.
Yeah.
What would you steal?
Probably a $3.75 Coke can, because I love that size of can.
Oh, it's a good size, isn't it? But the best thing is, if you're not that thirsty, you get a smaller can.
Nah. God. I don't want to hate variety. Whenever I'm thirsty, I want exactly $3.75 every time.
What would you nick, mate?
A mixed bag of nuts.
Yeah, you love nuts.
Average, Leroy?
Gatorade?
Gatorade.
Yeah, I mean, it's only $5, so it's hard to... Like,
It would come down on the day. What do you need for $5? And that way the homeless can just get a loaf of bread. Wait, bam.
Would this count those, like, deals they can go, like, get a iced coffee and meat pie for $5?
I clearly said it was one item. Just one item. Because then you've got people doing their daily shopping. It's just one item.
That's like a deal thing as well.
Did dealers count in the rule?
No.
Nah. No. Nah, because that's shopping. No. Like, you, yeah, like,
you, yeah. You still should pay for things.
As a general rule of thumb, probably give the cashier, you know, whatever it costs.
What was yours, mate?
It'd have to be a pie.
A pie.
Saturdays and Sundays when I'm hungover, go to my favourite bakery, and up until recently, they haven't had FPOS. And this shits me to no end, because I have very little cash.
Yeah. Is your favourite bakery like you've got drive through now? Or?
That was a shit baker. That was gluten-free. Shouldn't be there in the first place.
That's
but
true.
If I could just roll in, steak and mushroom, have you got none of them on? Out. That would complete my weekend. And if you're hungover, you don't want to fumble around with money. Can't do maths. That's 350, take 60 cents.
Yeah, cool.
That's my law. What's yours, Stephen?
My law that I would abolish is impersonating a police officer. I think if a lot more people impersonate police officers, people would be more on their toes. If I was walking down the street and there was 10 people looking like cops, I don't know which of them are cops, so I'm going to be super careful.
I just walk around with one of those flick-out batons all day. It's a mace.
Yeah, because, I understand, you don't want to be using your rights, like, privileges, I guess, as a cop to your advantage, like, dress up and go into them. Because McDonald's give away cheaper food to coppers.
Yeah, same with some on the runs and stuff as well.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Which I have no problem with that. I guess people could take advantage.
It's not cheap either. I'm pretty sure it's free.
Is it?
Yeah.
Free. Well, there you go. Well, I think everyone should be able to enjoy that. The police are doing a good thing, but why can't we all help out?
Well, basically, they're doing their job. I don't get free Maccas for calling around in some bastard's roof all day, do I? I get fuck all.
Well, you can get a free bloody pie with the lease system.
That's why I'm voting Lean to Power.
It just seems like a bit of a bizarre thing.
Impersonating a cop. Yeah. And if you can do it, hey, you got skills.
Is it legal to impersonate a firefighter or
an
Ambo?
Good point. Probably not.
Is an Ambo. You can't just
don't worry, I've got this. Where's my pen knife?
No, is there any firefighter though? Like, where do they draw the line? I'm not saying, I'm trying to encourage people going into places and being like, I'm a cop, you're arrested, and be like, wait a minute, no, show me your badge number.
That's like the opening for like a stripping.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah. Show me your badge.
Yeah.
And your cock.
Speaking of cops, Leroy, you got a big one. What's your law
that you're doing? Well, I was thinking, entitled to do property damage, for example, on the road. If you see a cunt, like, on the right lane.
Did you just say the same word?
Who?
On the left lane, people on the left lane are much faster. You're entitled to give a dent on the guy on the right lane.
Okay.
Ram them, basically.
Yeah. Okay, road rage.
Yeah.
what do you leave like? One ding.
Yeah.
There's a lot of these ones coming out.
Yeah. There needs to be regulation.
Where do you draw the line between a ding and a write-off? If you've killed a small family of like 3 or 4 people.
Yeah.
One ding, officer. One ding.
Yeah, so what are you saying? You can just put a little dent in it.
Yeah, just like kick it or something. Just
sounds like road rash though.
It does, on the bike, pull up to a car and just kick his door in. That was my one for today.
Is that every day or just if someone does wrong by you?
Yeah, someone does wrong by you.
Actually, you've got to prove that.
Yep.
Which would be difficult.
Let me get a GoPro camera, put it in your car, that's it.
Everyone's got to have cameras
CCTV.
In their cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lately, everyone's having this crash camera.
Have we become less or more of a nice
guy? I think we fucked the state up. So there we go. Drink, drive, vandalise, steal.
And one drink size.
But all in regulation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
That's it. Yeah. So we haven't helped the world out, but we've come up with things that would make us happier, which is good.
We possibly made it worse.
Mm.
All right. I might take it away with my new segment here then. Which is, that's a regrettable, threatable.
All right, Carson.
Who the hell's Carson?
It's, what?
You know,
Queer Eye. I'm with you, yeah.
Oh, you are a horrible guy.
I'm working on it. All right, so, my segment is regrettable, threatables. And so what this segment involves is going around the circle, everyone tell a fashion item that they've repped in the past, which they look back on and be like, damn, what was I thinking? And like a bit of a background, what made it click when you realized this was a shit thing to wear? So let's start it off with Fezzy.
I reckon, is there like an age period?
So it could be what you're wearing now.
Yeah.
Nah, cargo pants.
Cargo pants.
Yeah. No cargo. Everyone's just looking under the table. Yeah. You got cargo pants on.
Dead silence. Everyone looks down to their crotch area. What am I wearing today?
Dodge the bullet there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to think they were cool. I wore them to school. I was in on that.
They're handy, like, man. Pockets.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. My work pants are similar to cargo. Endless possibilities.
No, oh, sorry. I meant camouflage pants.
Okay,
difference.
Yeah.
Okay. Different. Well,
sorry.
It depends.
Mental blank.
It depends. If, like, you're hiding in the bush from, like, you know.
I was in the fifth grade as well.
Oh, you used to rent camos?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you've got the Viet Cong, like, coming after you, fire it up, like, put on some camo pants. You're walking around in, like, English.
Yeah.
Not necessary.
Yeah, exactly. You're just lining up to get a bloody, I don't know, 375mm can. For camos do look a bit out of place.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you have a... There's different types of camos as well. So you got, like, green, black, or, like, your desert-style camouflage.
No, it was green.
Great.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that was...
They might make a comeback, though. Because they're just so outrageous. No one wears them.
Maybe.
That's
nice. Well, it was on the shopping rack. And I got it, so... Don't know why they put them up there.
What?
Everyone just lost interest. What are you talking about?
Yeah. So what made you? What was the clicking moment when you're like,
I don't know. Because I think like army shit was like awesome.
Wrong.
Yeah. Dead wrong.
A lot of people die in the war, man. It's terrifying.
It's not laughing matter, phase.
No.
Are you saying that because I'm wearing this camo shirt?
I didn't even know. That's why.
I honestly did not realize.
I did not realize.
All right, we should point out that we've all just realized that Leroy's wearing a camouflage t-shirt.
That is subtle.
Yeah.
Wow.
Shit, that is camouflage.
Wait, yeah, that t-shirt. And don't just suck up to him.
were you limiting it to pants?
Oh, yeah, pants, yeah.
But the t-shirt.
Backpedaling.
Yeah. All right.
But no, yeah. No, I don't agree with it.
Right, I agree. Terrible pants. Terrible part of the segment. Fierce trying to pick it up.
I'm going to come in here from a moment in everyone's childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Wu-Tang pants.
Nice.
Oh, never went there.
Snoop Dogg shirts. Dada.
Nah.
Those, like, metal beaded chains. Like the necklaces.
I had the chain.
Yeah, there you go.
Out of the pocket.
And here's the kicker, the big one I reckon everyone would have had. Those, like, belts that you just feed through the clip and then have the, like...
Skatey belts.
Have the tongue of it hanging halfway down your thigh.
Yeah, dude. I asked for one club behind it, not your whole fucking wardrobe.
I've got a lot of shit to do.
You just walk through a St. Vinny's store just
yeah,
there.
I'm
yeah,
like, I'll have one of them.
Yeah. They are bad, man. And you know somebody's rough when they're just repping like a full Dada jumpsuit.
Yeah. Well, it was bad enough when it was cool, which, let's be honest, it was never that cool.
No.
But still doing it now, 10 years on, like...
Can you buy that apparel from anywhere other than the Royal Adelaide Show?
Brickworks.
Oh, the Brickworks.
Brickworks. They've still got them?
Oh, mate.
I'm going to get one.
Oh.
You should. Yeah, you should rep it like one of your next stand-up gigs.
Doing it, yeah. Wearing a full... wearing a Dada tracksuit.
Sideways FUBU cap.
Hell yeah.
Good lord.
What happened to FUBU?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, why don't you know?
I wasn't the CEO of FUBU. Yeah, I don't know if I ever had a place wearing it in the first place. If anyone did.
Yeah, those were rubbish. Literally.
Just back in the past... Asian culture, I think, is a bit weird. Used to rock up with socks and sandals.
Okay, it's apparently Asian, but it's also an old man culture.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So again, Asian.
How old were you when you were wearing socks and sandals?
Possibly 13, I think.
13! That's old. That's old. Did you pick up chicks?
No.
Wow, what a surprise. Yeah.
Did I?
Well, yeah, when did you realise these two don't go together?
No.
Oh, are you still wearing the black thing?
No, camo socks in sandals?
It was just a phase at that time, like people were wearing them and, you know, you thought it was cool until you mature up a little bit. You think about it, you go, what the fuck was I wearing?
Yeah, okay. I never went through that phase.
Yeah.
that was extreme. Socks and sandals. Wow. Yeah.
I never even really wore sandals.
Oh, I did when I was like 7.
Oh, yeah, okay. Sorry. But, I mean, past like 6 years old.
And, yeah, well, past where your mum stops buying them for. Then it starts becoming a little...
Okay, I can understand the socks, though, because when you're wearing those leather sandals, like, the straps do get a bit irritating. On your foot. You know what I'm talking about?
All right, princess.
Toughen up. Yeah.
Don't you tell me about Leroy. You're the one wearing the play socks. Mine was a turtleneck sweater.
Yes. I had like the skivvies?
Yeah.
Oh.
I had like this bright red one. I still do have it today. I just don't wear it very often. And
so you still wear it though? It's not like you never wear it.
I wear it to bed. Or, this is getting making me sound like more of a sissy, but you're when I go to bed with a sore throat. But you know, the dawning moment on me when it was like, I can't be repping this anymore. It's when my dad just looked at me. He's like, Steven. I was like, yeah. He's like, you look like a bit of an artist, which I know is his way of saying, go.
Were you wearing a beret at the time?
No.
Did you have one of those cigarettes and those long sticks?
If only, man. But yeah, that's, if I could take that back, I would.
Yeah, so that was pretty terrible.
When did your dad come to this revelation that you that his son had gay?
Oh, yeah, I should point out when I was wearing it, I was like 16.
Okay.
16 in high school. I thought I was, you know, the most sophisticated.
Straight up gangster.
Yeah.
That was your approach back in the day. Go the sophisticated, like, I'm above all this. Look at my skivvy.
Well, most of the rest of my apparel was, like, you know, baggy jeans, large, oversized hoodies. I think I would just be watching too much Frasier or something. I was like, I could have. I'm going to smarten up my look.
Yeah. That's a young, hip, edgy show. Yeah. Asia.
Dude. Kids love it.
I was Salmon crazy. Eggs.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Frasier and Pokemon were the two big shows.
Did they do a crossover?
Yeah, I think they did. Yeah, it was great.
That's brilliant.
Curvy.
Mine. Mine was actually, remember when the trucker hats were in? Like, yes. Everyone had trucker hats?
Yeah.
I had a trucker hat, and there was a Foo Fighters trucker hat, and I love the Foo Fighters.
Like, so the snapbacks.
Yeah, snapback trucker hat. But the thing was, I wore this thing literally every time I went out for about a year, and so I had this, like, the... salt sweat stains around the black brim, but I'd wear it to parties, so I just would have looked like the filthiest mongrel bastard around because I've got like sweat stains in a 12 degree day. I just would have looked like a dickhead. I look back at photos of it and it's like sitting like all above my head and stuff, and it's at night time and I'm wearing a hoodie and a trucker hat. What?
These last two segments are not painting any of us in really particularly good light.
No.
How would you break the law? What type of shit clothing do you wear?
They're all pretty lame, aren't they?
Yeah. I never really got on the trucker hat thing though. I always liked the fitted caps if I was going to wear one. Yeah, I never did like the holographic sticker.
Nah.
That was a bit after my time, but yeah.
Starter cap. Nothing goes together like a fitted cap and a skivvy.
I was crazy. I made my own rules.
I was crazy.
Yeah.
But not hit that kid. He's into art. So would this be a bad time to mention then that I was wearing a trucker hat up until like a couple of weeks ago?
Hey!
And the only reason I'm not now is because I've had a haircut and I've got nothing to hold it on.
So you're going to go back to it?
Nah, the boss cracked the whip. The hair had to go. Must point out that I was wearing a ponytail.
I liked your hair, man.
I liked it too.
Yeah, you look like the younger people. Yeah, you look like an artist, man.
Did I?
That tiger shirt really just pulled it all together.
Yeah, tiger shirt, I thought, dressed it up nicely.
Yeah.
We should point out at this point that he wore a shirt with a tiger on it. If you don't gather that from tiger
and
shirt.
Had hair and like his tiny, like Johnny Depp-esque ponytail.
Yeah.
And,
Just a bit of a rad bloke.
You look like a cultured man.
Yeah, you did.
Which is odd, because I'm not.
And you look like a bakery bashing man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which I am.
Cool. All right, let's finish this up. And, kick it over to the guy who's just been speaking. Fish, give us your segment.
Efficient. My segment's basically where I think the rest of the group just sits around and judges me.
That's essentially it. I mean, it's been a big interview.
Yeah, this is actually, yeah. Like, you think you're part of the podcast from now on.
Yeah, this is more of an audition.
Yeah.
Mm. So, what do you think your strongest qualities would be to bring to this podcast? Well, what do you think you've brought in the past, 20 minutes or however long
it's
been going on?
Looks. Definitely looks.
Look. Which helps on a podcast. Yeah.
Audio podcast, that's what you want.
Yeah.
I think I've been nailing the looks. I think my outfit, killing it. I've got the Ugg boots on. Hair that I slept in.
Because I take my hair off when I get
If anyone doesn't de-scalp before they go to bed.
Just inglorious bastard styles. Ah!
Yeah, it's going all right. I don't really like any of you guys, but...
Okay, that's interesting, because that brings me to my question. Who do you feel like you have the best chemistry with on the show?
Chemistry?
Yeah.
It's more like one of those big science experiments gone wrong where there's, like, a kid down the background that, like, explodes something.
So, no one.
maybe Fez? Well, I was going to say he hates me the least. Probably hates me more than anyone. But he doesn't tell me.
I feel like he does. I feel like you're taking the limelight away from him being the shittest guy on the podcast.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to mess with Fez because he tells me he hates me least.
Okay.
Well, I think, don't put yourself down to Fez's level, all right? Like, I think outside of this podcast and the realm of partying and stuff.
I'm a way better person.
Way better person. Yeah. So you just got to bring that quality into our corporation, so together we can synergize.
Oh, I'm with you.
And yeah.
Synergy.
Yeah, we're melding our fingers together to represent synergy. And if you can synergize.
It's creeping me out a little. I've got like 7 Mr. Burns sitting around like.
Alright, and let's prove this point. Fez, give a question to Fish, and we'll judge this question, how shit it is, it's whether or not you truly are still the worst person on this podcast.
Don't let me down, Fezzy.
Well, do you feel you've done a good job replacing Tyson?
Still the worst person. We talked about that earlier. But anyway, answer the question. We did briefly touch on that earlier.
Let's be honest. I've stepped in for 2 people. I like to think I've got all the good qualities of Lexus and Tyson with none of their many, many flaws.
I'm trying to think of their good qualities.
Yeah.
But you aren't replacing Lexus though. He's gonna be back.
Will he though?
He's taking photos of his food.
Maybe I like this segment. Maybe I fix it so he doesn't get back.
Yeah. That's a good question as well. Next podcast, are you actually gonna come within a segment? Basically, I'll just ask you questions.
You know what? I'm gonna wing it.
I feel like this is your selfish ploy to make this all about him.
Has it worked?
Leroy, question for Fishy.
What sort of fun factor will you bring in to replace Tyson's fun factor?
Oh, no fun factor. I'm trying to take all the fun out of it.
I like the way you asked the same question as Fez, but I enjoyed that a lot more when you asked it.
But Leroy did it like a human. I don't know. Try and bring in a bit of a larrikinism that Tyson brings in, I guess.
Yeah, we need that.
I think the good thing about you, Fish, is you're going to bring some fucking normality when it comes to nerdy shit, e.g. you won't get it like me, which is good.
I'll get it, but
because
I'll be
sometimes
of
these
it.
Guys talk about bloody StarCraft or like Master Lord Cube Crusher or some shitty ass game that's out, and I know nothing about it.
That's a fair point, you're right.
Yeah. You're more of a lad, and I feel like this will be good. We need a, you know.
Do you feel threatened though? Because you are well and truly the lad, I would say, on this podcast.
No, it's good because we'll be on one side of the seesaw. It's not just me going to be up in the air going, "Come on, guys, let me down," and you'll be laughing on your DSs or whatever the fuck you play.
But does that mean I'm left with bloody Fez on my side?
Oh God, yeah.
You're like king of the nerds.
I've got Leroy as well, but in case you haven't noticed, he's not the most audible person of all time.
That's not point fingers at poor Leroy.
Like, whenever there's a silence on this podcast, chances are Leroy is probably speaking. You just can't hear it through the microphones.
Oh, good.
No, but that's a fair point.
Yeah.
He's representing that side of it.
Yeah.
I like to, maybe I'll be the scapegoat, but Fez is probably already that.
Yeah.
So I'll be the scapegoat that bites back. Fez just kind of sits there and
so we'll
accepts
turn him. To
Fez. If you're just looking to hate on someone, Fez, looking for an argument, hey.
So I think we've all got to know Fish well enough here.
Unfortunately, you guys.
Yeah, we'll get to know him more over the coming podcasts, assuming that we all don't have a vote to kick him off at some point. Keep him on.
I reckon.
I think you're doing a pretty good job. Let's give him a rating. Let's give him a rating out of 10.
How many fishes out of water?
Yeah.
How many sardines?
How many crash bakeries?
I would.
I mean, it's his first time.
Give me a blood alcohol rating.
Yeah, we'll do that. Blood alcohol rating.
All right.
0.5 being the highest. 0.05, sorry.
No, it isn't.
Oh, yeah.
Alright, so it's just going from 0.01 to 0.05. This rating system's become pretty difficult.
Maybe we should just go with 1 to 10.
Anyway, I think you're doing an alright job, Fish. I'll give you 0.035.
So I'm not sure that's good or not.
I think that's a 7 out of 10. That's what I was going for.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, I think you're doing well.
0.4. So don't get in the car yet, but...
Couple more beers. 0.4 would be dead. 0.4. Best thing the show's ever seen.
Yeah. Quinn's like ready to give you a BJ. That's how much he loves it.
and then cremate me.
Get those trackies off, mate.
0.4 would be like...
Blow into this.
Yeah.
That's a 0.04 as well. Did a lot better job than me when we started.
Yeah.
And to this present moment in time.
Leroy?
0.035, until you actually get a segment ready.
Yeah, that's true. That is fair call. Mm. Yeah, that's true. Like, you're good at jiving and shit, but where was the segment?
This pretty much went how most of my, like, high school presentations went. The speaking was there. Content was a little low.
All right, good. All right, now that we've had the highlights of the show, don't tune out, though, please, listeners. But maybe go get a sandwich, because Fez is about to hit us up with his segment.
And now it's Fez's movie reviews.
Brilliant intro.
Yeah.
His intro is crap. How come I get ruined?
Because we expect more.
And Fez.
Yeah, you are Fez.
I like Fez arguing that he's supposed to be shit.
Come on, guys.
Actually, can you bring us in to this and introduce us to the movie? With the famous quote from it?
What?
The movie that we're doing?
I'm a rapist.
Good friends and fans!
I thought you were actually going
to say... No, dude, do the actual quote.
Oh,
the
actual quote.
Because no one's going to get that.
Oh, okay.
Warriors, come out to play!
That's almost like a 13-year-old prepubescent boy yelled that out.
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like.
Testy pops!
What is happening?
No, but alright, so...
Alright, well, the film I said to watch the last podcast was The Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, and but the looks of it, how many people have watched it here?
I watched it.
Yeah.
You sure? Oh, I'm a Facebook maybe on that. I didn't get time, but I think I know what it's about.
Yeah. Okay.
Who's in it?
Did you watch it, Leroy?
No.
All right, well, then give us your review.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was one of my favorite films, and I watched it growing up. At the time when I was growing up, I didn't realize it was like an R-rated film.
So it's not current.
Give us the synopsis of the movie for people that haven't seen it.
Well, what it is, it's about this street gang called the Warriors, and they go and have this meeting with all the other street gangs in New York where they're going to announce a big... truce, like a one big gang that's going to rule all of New York. But then the leader of the person who, you know, that came up with that idea gets shot, and they frame the gang, the Warriors.
Oh.
And so the Warriors are based from a place called Coney Island, and they're in the middle of, I think, Bronx. So they have to go through back home by crossing.
Cool. All right, yeah, that sums up pretty well, so...
I watched the trailer, and that pretty much explained it all. Exactly what you said first was in the trailer, so I feel like I have seen the movie.
Least seen what you needed.
You know the gist of it anyway.
I saw the minute 50 that I needed.
Yeah. And that's a lot
I could even rattle off a couple of the names of the games. The Turnbull ACs.
Yep.
Who are they?
The Punks.
The Bold Guys.
Oh, yeah. Punks.
The Lizzies.
The Lizzies,
yeah.
There's the Boppers.
You sound like the Shitters Gangs.
that's the great thing about the movie.
Was this a school like movie? Like school gangs? Or?
Oh, the gangs do not look tough at all. I mean, it was 79 when it was shot.
Yeah, and but they all have like a theme to them. Like, there's
they're all baseballers as well.
Yeah.
They look like improv jazz groups.
It's like one of the interpretive dancers or something.
Yeah.
Well, they're the High Hatters as well.
Yeah.
That was a blatant ripoff of A Clockwork Orange, though.
That's true.
Yeah, those guys. Yeah. I was like, come on.
Yeah.
So, bottom line, Steve, you're the only one that's actually seen it.
Okay, yeah. That's
was
a good point. No, I enjoyed it. I'd seen it before, actually. But I rewatched it again recently because once again it was a movie my girlfriend hadn't seen. I don't think she's ever seen a movie.
She's there with her flick book still.
Yeah. But it is good for Fez at least I have watched a movie and nobody else has. But yeah, I quite enjoyed it. I liked there's quite often in the movie there's a segment where there's this African American lady who she's got quite a deep, sultry voice, and she'll say something over to the radio, and she'll play like a song for the Warriors. Because these other group that's trying to get them, obviously they've got connections to the radio, and they dedicate songs to them throughout it.
Yeah.
And then she has like a little message like, "You're almost home, brothers." And then she'll like play, I don't know.
So she's like the sassy, like, black mother of the group sort of thing.
Well, no, she's not at all related to the group. It's, yeah, it's, she's...
No, but like the mother figure that's like trying to guide them home and whatever.
Yeah, but most of the time it's a jaded thing. It's like, you guys are fucked up. But she says it in a nicer way than that.
Like it's just... It's like when they send the message to get the Warriors, or something they'd send is like, some like, nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, like sort of
Yeah, exactly.
Because I actually wanted to see the movie. I just, that, the one opportunity where I could watch it, I went down to the video store, old school, and they didn't have it there. And I was like, oh, well, damn, this was the night I was going to watch it.
No,
it
takes a bunch of fans.
Yeah.
No, but it is quite a good movie.
And yeah,
the acting's like, terrible.
Oh, the acting is terrible, but that's, there weren't really that many, like, swear words. I kind of think I'd say fuck, you know, or anything like that.
Oh, I don't want to watch it then.
But that's the thing, it got rated, it was rated R.
The violence isn't that bad either.
Yeah.
Like, the violence, you think a movie full of gags would be a lot more violence. There is probably more dance than violence.
So basically, it's like Step Up. But old school. There's no swearing, very little, but you're not selling it to me, guys.
It is, it's quite enjoyable though. It's the characters, although the acting's terrible, they're kind of lovable, and it's quite good. I just like gangs.
Back to the Fuboondada.
But yeah, it's just interesting seeing all the different gangs. A lot of the movie is just introducing gangs that all have like a costume. That's all the movie is. But it's enjoyable. I'd be rating it, since I know nobody else has watched it.
How many non-viewers would you give it out of 5?
How many non-viewers? Is 5 bad or good here?
The more non-viewers, the better.
Okay.
This topsy-turvy world we live in.
We have some terrible rating systems. I'd give it 4. I really enjoyed it. Yeah, I'll give it 4. Just, you flick it on, you have fun.
Yeah.
And it's a simple storyline as well.
Oh, it's very simple. They need to get from A to B. Like, Google Maps tells the same story. But yeah, that's good. So you got a movie for us next week then?
I will watch it.
I'm not making any promises.
You gonna watch it tonight?
Might as well. I'll bring it to work.
Okay.
I'll bring it to work. You hardworking man.
Right. Movie for the next podcast, The Mummy, number 1.
Good movie.
Oh, The Mummy.
Has anyone not seen that movie?
Well, at least some people will have seen it for the next podcast.
Yeah. I remember seeing that.
Yeah. Alright, let's do that. Brendan Fraser. Yeah. Catherine Zeta, is it?
Nope. Rachel Weisz.
Ooh, always get those mixed up.
Was The Rock in that? Or was that
The Scorpion King.
He's also in Mummy Returns, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I like this movie that for next week we've done more discussion.
At least it's got an actor that we know in it.
Alright, so let's end up the show like we always do with answering some Twitter questions.
Twitter questions. David.
I won't bother shouting out our Twitter page again because
I can't be fucked.
Well, Tyson did it in his tribute, and nobody can do it better than Tyson, including you, Fish.
Yeah.
I got nothing. I'll just go fuck myself.
Yeah, this is becoming a bit of Good Friends with Fish. I do like you, Fish. So,
just really?
Yeah. Even though I'm not showing it. All right. Anyway, so the questions.
Why don't you like add me on Facebook?
We're not that close, man.
Oh.
One of the questions is from an @Joseph98602, aka The Credible Hope. He's actually hit us up a question before, so thanks for sending us another question. His question today is, I believe zombies will rise and destroy the world, or humanity. How do you guys think it will happen? So how do you guys think the zombie apocalypse will come on?
It was stuck from Fez.
Stuck from Fez,
yeah. But Fez will be immune. He'll be like a carrier. So he'll accidentally like cut someone, or like he'll trip over and, I don't know, bite someone or something. And then this is interesting because we've been watching a lot of Walking Dead lately. I don't know if you guys or the listeners are familiar with The Walking Dead.
Familiar with it?
Yeah, I've watched The Walking Dead.
It's, for want of a better word, fuck shit. It is real good.
Okay. Because I did want a better word because I had no idea what that meant.
It means good.
Okay.
Yeah. And like me and my mates, quite often after every episode, we'll watch it as a big group and it'll just blow everyone's minds. And then we'll sit there for about an hour in scenarios like, oh, if this happened, you know, like we'd like make a fort at our place and like try and fortify a base. This conversation's not really going anywhere.
Yeah.
But, you know, try and get supplies and weapons, and then you talk about, oh, like, what weapon would you run around with? Everyone's got, like, a fucking pitchfork or something. Just something gruesome and blunt.
Yeah, it has to be blunt.
Oh, yeah,
because you don't want something that's going to wedge in the head, and you're like, oh, crap, and you're spending 30 seconds trying to get it out.
Yeah, or like a banjo, just tongue.
Yeah.
Well, in most films, like zombie films, they start by, they get a disease that affects like an animal and it just spreads.
Yeah, monkeys is a common one, isn't it?
Similar to AIDS.
Yeah.
I just wish people would stop fucking monkeys.
That's how you think the zombie apocalypse
will be. Leave Bubbles alone!
Somebody screwed a monkey.
They're gonna do 3D printing with humans soon and they're gonna fuck up.
Yeah.
And it's gonna print out this weird zombie thing and then the machine's just gonna go...
Just keep thumping them out.
Yeah, technology will do it. Not viruses. Technology.
Yeah, and it will happen. I love the way we've got all these movies that, like, you know, prophesize this shit happen.
Yeah.
We're still gonna end up fucking ourselves over on the planet. It's like, I never saw it coming. We made a trilogy about it.
We made several.
Yeah.
We've given you every scenario.
Yeah, exactly.
Crap your shit.
Nah, that's good. I think we've handled that one.
Thanks, Incredible Hulk.
Credible Hulk.
Thanks, Credible Hulk.
Way to be in touch with the listeners.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed your Twitter page.
Good friends and fans, we care.
This next one is from @Dusty65Curry. And her username is Podcast Addict. So, you're in the right place.
You should seek help, though.
Well, no, I'd recommend downloading this podcast as many times as you need to.
Yeah.
This one.
Podcast addiction is a serious thing, though.
You don't want to make life.
Seriously, good.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, let's move on. Her question was, or she starts off with a bit of a comment saying she enjoyed wrapping her head around the lingo and learning stuff from our podcast. So that's good to hear.
Where does she come from? Where do you come from, Dusty?
Yeah, let us know, please.
Yeah.
We'll discuss at length on the next episode.
We will.
That'll be your segment. Where's Dusty come from?
Origins of the cast members? Near and far?
Yeah, like today she learned the word fuck shit. So her question is, actually leading back to one of our other past podcasts where we did the Ten Commandments.
Oh, yes.
One of your segments, of course.
Sure was.
She wanted to know, if you were God, what would be your commandments? No, maybe let's just do one commandment each.
Could go a long way.
Yeah.
Count to 10.
Yeah.
What would be our command? All right. Well, my commandment would be, thou shall stand to one side when just getting chips at a sporting event.
Good one.
The amount of times I go to the canteen, cafeteria, whatever you got, and there's this huge queue of people all for hot chips. I just want a hot dog, and there's 17 sitting at the front, but I've got to stand behind all these pricks who are waiting for chips.
And when they do one cup at a time in the deep fry, wait till that's down center. Okay, now what do you want? Chips. Okay, one more cup.
One more cup in there, yeah. So thou shalt separate chip from thy hot dog.
That is a very good one, actually.
Wow. Yeah, that's mine.
Mine would be, thou shalt not press the closed door button on the elevators. Because
guilty.
Yeah, I've been guilty in the past as well, but I've realised it is quite a prick move. And the other day I was hurrying to get to work, and the elevator door was closing, and I know that it hasn't been open for a brief amount of time. And I could see the lady pressing it, and she said, "Sorry," and I was like, "What? Don't apologise to me."
Have an open door button as well.
They do.
Why didn't you just hit the open door button?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah,
that's what she's trying.
Sorry, no.
Hold the door.
Yeah. So my commandment is more of a recent gripe, but I think that the world would be better if people cared a little more. Yeah. Open your heart. Don't close it.
Yeah. So it would be, thou shall
not press closed door buttons in elevators. It's a lengthy
and effective. Yeah, it's good. I like it. Leroy.
Well, mine's towards world peace. Like, thou shalt accept other religions.
Thou shalt what?
What's the other religions?
That got deep.
GAY! Literally would solve all of the world's wars,
still well going. Leroy, yeah. Right, I don't know if you read the memo, but we like to talk about dicks.
It was in the job description. When we interviewed you and you got the job, you said... No, okay.
Promote war. That was the only thing you had to do.
Promote war.
No, I can't say I'm against world peace.
I don't know. Makes good, you know, lots of people get employed through war.
Yeah.
All right. Leroy, nice.
Yeah.
All
right. Are you going to extend on that or just...
Yeah.
Just world peace, really.
Yeah. Thou shalt world peace. World nice. Peace. All right. Fish, give us something immature, please.
That's hard to follow.
That's true. It's like, what would you...
Anything I say is just going to be selfish and trivial. Which is probably where I was going to go anyway.
Yeah, good. Go there.
Thou shalt scull. How many times do you go to someone, everyone's having a good night, you and a couple of mates are sculling, it's someone else's turn, and they're like, oh, no, not me, I'll throw up. Yes! That's why we picked you to scull.
What about the one that just goes, you know, that take a drink and it's like,
yeah.
Are you thinking of a particular person?
I am thinking of a particular person.
Who are you thinking of?
Lexus.
two drinks, not two mils.
Can I just rewind this Willy Wonka style? You just did a hand action, so no one knows what the fuck's going on. You said, like, don't you hate it when people just take a tiny sip when it comes to a skull?
Skull, so
yeah. And Fez did the hand action of someone who's in Ireland.
Yeah.
Sipping.
Drinking Heartland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sipping his Guinness slowly.
Yeah. A sip and a skull is two very different things. So.
Yeah.
Mine would be, I know you've discussed this before, but.
What, chips and hot dogs?
No. For barbecues, how people just bring sausages.
No, yeah.
Oh, we've got enough sausages.
Yeah. No sausages for barbecue.
What? No sausages.
Has to be like...
Host provides sausages.
Yeah, okay.
Thou shalt... Oh, it's your... It's actually enough.
Thou shalt not bring sausages...
To a barbecue.
To a barbecue, except for the host.
Unless it's a straight-out sausage, isn't
yeah.
it?
No, like, that's fair. And, yeah, unless it's
it should be, like, love thy neighbour's sausages. Meaning that when you're invited over for a neighbour's barbecue, let them provide the sausages.
Yeah, yeah.
Love thy neighbour's sausage?
Yeah. Love thy neighbour's pork sword.
Yes. Mm. Sit on thy neighbour's sword. Fall on it, if you will.
All right, let's wrap the show on that, then. Back to dicks, where we like to be.
Your BLT. The circle of life.
Alright, yeah, cheers for your efforts today, guys. Particularly Fish, thanks for stepping
up.
I know we had a bit of a...
Thanks for having me, gents. It's been a... what's the word? I'm not going to say good experience.
Learning curve?
Yeah, learning curve.
Learning
curve. It's been eye-opening.
We've enjoyed it. Thanks for coming along, Fish. As always, take us out, Fezzy.
Yeah, thanks, viewers, for listening to Good Friends and Fez. Keep those Twitters coming and...
Those Twitters.
Twitters, yeah, questions coming. And, we should be back in next fortnight.
Cool.
Ciao.
Peace. That's it.